The Living Tongues Institute for Endangered Languages has identified 18 hotspots where languages are disappearing around the world. Three of those hotspots are in North America. One of those includes Oklahoma. The director of the Living Tongues Institute, Dr. Gregory Anderson, cites Oklahoma's place in the history of American Indian relocation, coupled with groups indigenous to the area, for the challenge facing our state today.
Because of that, you have a higher percentage of Native communities and thus, originally at least, higher percentage of Native languages there. And thus, this process of shift that's been going on throughout the United States and in other parts of the world where the minority languages have been abandoned in favor of the majority languages, often not at free will choices being made by the minority language communities. That certainly was the case in most of the Oklahoma communities.
To help revitalize Oklahoma's endangered languages, KOSU is joining with several organizations as part of a year-long commitment project with CGI America, a program of the Clinton Global Initiative that's holding its fourth annual conference this week in Denver. Leading the effort is Mike McGuffey, CEO of Unite for Literacy, a Colorado-based social enterprise that pursues book abundance for children. McGuffey is one of about 100 CEOs and nonprofit executives nationwide invited to participate in CGI America's Early Childhood Education Working Group to make commitments that are new, specific, and measurable. McGuffey says Unite for Literacy's commitment seeks to eliminate book scarcity for children.
So in working in these high poverty areas that we've worked in, we've seen scarcity with a very limited number of picture books in the home. And sometimes when they're there, they're not necessarily relevant. So we're going to be making the problem visible by publishing a book scarcity map, showing where the book deserts are across the United States, and then to make the books relevant, to get them into those areas, we're going to be working with tribes that specifically are struggling a lot with keeping their language and revitalizing it so that their kids can celebrate their identity.
As part of the CGI project, KOSU is committing its facilities and expertise to produce 250 book narrations in 5 indigenous languages. The First 100 Institute, based in Albuquerque, will leverage its relationships with Native American tribes to enlist fluent speakers to translate and narrate books. Bill Mahosia is a former director of the Office of Indian Education Programs in Washington, D.C., and CEO of First 100 Institute. Mahosia says that as languages languish, cultural identity suffers.
Someone once said that Indian people really walk in 2 worlds. And unfortunately, they only have one language in which to navigate those 2 worlds. So I think, you know, we see a lot of the impact among young Indian children trying to figure out, you know, their way forward in various parts of their lives, whether it be education or just living a good life. And they don't have access to their culture through the language.
Bill Mahosia, Mike McGuffey, and I recently spent 2 days on the road visiting with several Oklahoma Indian tribes about their language programs. Their efforts and successes are as varied as the individual languages they speak. For some tribes, such as the Kaw and Osage, there are few, if any, native speakers remaining. Resources are scarce, and the success of the language programs rests largely with a handful of people.
I couldn't. See, you see, there's nowhere it says horse in
right
here. And it's talking to a horse later on as you go down here. So I had to include Osta Kohei.
While some Oklahoma tribes struggle to preserve and revitalize their languages, other tribes are thriving.
If I said it this
the Cherokee
way,
Nation spends nearly $4 million a year to keep its language alive through programs that connect the generations through education, translation, community, and technology.
My name is David Crawler. I work here at the Cherokee Nation Translation Department. There's people out there that, you know, I teach, you know, sometimes somebody will stop by my house and say, hey, can you say this in Cherokee? Is there a way you can say that? You know, and I'm gladly to help them because that's something I can do real good and teach them the language, you know. Young and old, title page,
Crawler and four other Cherokee translators have already recorded 50 original children's books from the Unite for Literacy Library as part of the CGI America commitment. Other tribes will gather at the KOSU studios in Oklahoma City during the next year to add their voices, giving them an additional resource to share with tribal members of all ages through a scalable program that will be shared with other public radio stations and tribes across the United States. I'm Kelly Burley.